The Smooth Operator Program of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia reminds drivers to always buckle up and stop aggressive driving. It's the law.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're making me sick.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, right, Dan. Rather think she's a tart. Here is Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
For years, the issue of embryonic stem cell coffee has been a political football, a yes-no, stop-go proposition. One camp opposes the destruction of human embryos. The other stresses their ability to save the Ku Klux Klan and potentially cure diseases like cancer. Yes-no, stop-go. Yes-no, stop-go. Am I crazy? Yesterday, the House voted to spend more money on stem cell coffee, the bill the retarded president has threatened to veto. The debate is complicated by news that researchers have genetically reprogrammed skin cells in Ann Coulter to act as stem cells. But two of the genes injected into Coulter can cause global warming, and it may take a decade to determine if this will even work in my brain. Stem cells have enormous promise, but we need to try and find some common ground between ethics and science, a compromise that everyone can live with and that might save the Ku Klux Klan. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
All right, Katie, thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Ann Coulter.
Faggot.
Katie Couric.
That's so gay.
Yeah. And Paris Hilton.
Everybody can suck it.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
You know.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Meryl. Hi, everybody. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, thank you. I love the laid-back conversational attitude.
You know, I like
the Don and Mike Show.
I like waiting for us to come on the line, kind of sleeping with the with the phone somewhere in his crotch, and then gets on the phone, says hello to everybody, and then... How's it going? That's what you waited for?
How's it going, SpeeWac? No, I wanted to call to comment on the transgendered person.
Uh-huh.
You know, I found out the medical term for the procedure that she wants. They call it an adidectomy.
You know, we're really going to have to punish you now.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Uh-oh. That's just totally uncalled.
That's not like the guy with the, you know, physical fitness.
Fitness.
No. Fit this D in your mouth. Yeah, that's not funny, sir. Now, what do we do?
My mom is from Slutsylvania.
See, and, he knew he anticipated.
Yeah, he was ready.
See, that's what he anticipated. We weren't going to like
he
that
knew.
Call.
What?
So my mom is from Slutsylvania, and I apologize.
Slutsylvania.
You got it, sir.
You were forgiven, my son.
I said good day.
Good day.
Slutsylvania.
Say two Hail Marys, and you're out. Bye-bye. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Come on. Wrong guess again.
God, come on.
Everybody, hey, hold on to all of our beloved, idiotic listeners, our valued customers. Our valued customers. For the last time, we take unscreened calls.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, no, you don't. No, you don't know. And I don't like I know after we, you know, get a call where it's like, hey, Joe.
As a matter of fact, the majority of calls that we take are unscreened. Mm-hmm. Joe's here. Well, first off, Joe is too lazy to actually screen our calls. He enjoys playing his video games.
Right.
Joe is here, mainly to offer his services as a handyman.
Uh-huh.
He's also quite good when we need phone calls during games and stuff.
He's mentoring Matt the Pole, who has also developed an affinity for sitting back there playing his video games.
And seriously, when I mentioned Joe as the handyman, he was just outside working on our air conditioning unit.
Yeah, that loose.
Have you all seen that screw that's been driving Joe crazy outside?
Did he finally fix it?
Yeah, he did.
Thank
so
you,
that's
Joe.
What Joe does. Joe doesn't answer calls. Joe does a myriad of other jobs.
Uh-huh. I think it's good to bring this up once in a while. So when you call this show, be very prepared that the first voices you are going to hear are us.
Seriously, okay? A lot of times when we take calls, especially one right after the other,
mm-hmm.
they're unscreened.
Right.
So you just got to be ready to be on the air.
And I think really, whether it's somebody saying, hey, Joe, or it's somebody not knowing they're on the air, this all speaks to the fact that people are not prepared. When you hear that phone ringing, be ready to go, because it could happen to you. It could happen at any second.
Dive right in.
Because otherwise, we lose the fun. With screen calls really suck when you hear a show and a guy just says every single time, hey, let's go to Jose, let's go to Bob, let's go to Johnny. That's because he knows what they're going to say.
Right.
There's no
but
fun.
I tell guys, I want to give your Silver Surfer statue a really great home.
Oh, forget it. You can't
no.
win it.
No.
Oh, come
no,
on.
I'm sorry. You can't win it. No.
Not after all that.
Bye!
Please, if we wouldn't give it to the lady that wants to have the sex change, why would we give it to you?
The transgender lady was so far the best candidate that got a no.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Radio God.
Hi there.
I want the Silver Surfer statue.
Why?
Because it's a must. It's the coolest thing ever.
Do you want to keep it in the special room with all of your mummified corpses?
No, I'd keep it in the back of my truck. I have a truck. I'd just keep it there and ride with it forever.
I'm getting the feeling now. I see all the lines are ringing. I bet these are all still Silver Surfer. Probably. This might have to be an internet contest.
Internet. Perfect.
Where you might have to send us a theme telling us in 200 words, no, make it 100 words or less.
Yeah, remember, it's our audience.
Why you want the Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm. 100 words or more. As to why you want the Silver Surfer.
How about 100 words exactly?
That's perfect.
Not counting punctuation.
Right, right. 100 words.
100 words, double spaced, with a number 2 pencil.
And nice margins.
And send it to donandmikewebsite.com.
You will be marked off for punctuation.
We'll get the best love letters.
Yes.
We'll read them on the air and we'll call the people.
How about 50 words? I'm lazy. I don't want to read all that much.
I don't think our listeners can put pen to pencil with 100 words.
How many words is 100 words? Is that what's how many? You know, really,
about
is that a
lines.
What's that?
About 12 lines.
Yeah, 12 lines. Not even a whole page, John.
Oh, okay.
Good. And I think 100 words would be a nice challenge.
Be not afraid.
For our nerdy listeners.
Mm-hmm. This is the reason that...
Think back to
that's
when you
five.
Were, right. Think back to when you were in
one.
School.
Oh, yeah.
How many times in school you write something like 500 words,
Ralphie,
700 words?
In a Christmas
it's
story.
A theme.
Yeah, right. Write a theme on what you want for Christmas.
And then send it to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. And over the next couple of days, before the movie opens, we'll pick some of the best email entries and we'll call the people up. And that's how we'll screen for it.
You'll put your eye out, kid.
Okay. We got another contest to get through today. Anyway, we have too many games going on today.
I smell redneck.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it is Father's Day this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Dads and grads.
Father's Day.
Father's Day, Mike.
Put it together. I saw today the Today Show with some of the fabulous gadgets for Dad, hosted by Ann Curry. Here's a scale that tells Dad his body mass and everything else he needs to know to be healthy.
I watch that stuff on TV, and I just wait for the last item to be, and here's a nice gun for Dad to kill his family with if they give him any of this crap on Sunday.
I'm Ann Curry, and now let's welcome in the queen from Men's Health magazine.
I went to Hallmark last night, and you know what they're selling?
What?
Cups that look like golf balls.
Yeah.
And you can drink out of it, and it looks like a golf ball.
Yeah,
get that for a dad, not
pure
a grad.
Pure crap.
Well, we will celebrate Father's Day today.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Hello. What's up? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi there.
Hey, Norrin Rad, that's my boy.
Pardon me?
Norrin Rad.
Norrin Rad?
That's the Silver Surfer's name.
Oh, is that his name?
Is it N-O-R-R-E-N?
I-N.
Norrin, and what's his last name?
Rad. Rad.
Rad.
R-A-D-D.
Like that's rad.
Norrin Rad.
Well, that's my man.
N-O-R-E-N?
N-O-R-R-I-N.
N-O-R-R-I-N-R-A-D-D.
You know?
R-A-D-D. That's... 10 letters right there.
Uh-huh. That seems to be, words. Well, we've already said you want to write a theme for it, but this guy would actually go to the top of the list as far as knowing the real name of the Silver Surfer.
10 letters and 2 words.
Mm-hmm.
He's well on his way.
Yeah. And, that speaks to your whole acid trip thing you were talking about before. Rad, man.
He's rad.
He's rad the surfer.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. You were explaining what Joe does, and we know that Johnny's a producer. What the hell does Rob do?
Exactly.
Tough to argue that one.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike.
And he's not answering. You'll notice he's in the back of the studio now.
Hello.
Occasionally, yeah, occasionally I have a David Hasselhoff.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. What was that?
Wait,
hold
sir.
Hold on. Sir.
Occasionally, my wife. Occasionally.
He does his way.
That's what he does.
I like the baller.
Baller.
Occasionally.
When you're not smoking crack.
I don't smoke it. anymore. I'm on the heroin now.
Oh, dear. He's heroin.
Hello, what's up? Not a Mike show.
Yes, I have a David Hasselhoff story, a true David Hasselhoff story.
Oh, good.
All right, sure.
We were in Baltimore. This is years ago when disco was going, and he was in the role of Knight Rider. Well, we go in this disco, and we're just checking it out, and a few minutes later, here comes David Hasselhoff, and he's dressed exactly like he is in the show, the leather jacket, the curly hair, and everything. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was seeing things at first. And I said to my buddy, look, that's David. No, no. I said, oh, yeah, you're right. So anyway, he goes up to the DJ in the booth, and he's got some record albums with him. And so we're just milling. Nobody's noticing him. Nobody but us, for some reason, is noticing who it is. And so the DJ comes on and goes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got David Hasselhoff just came in here, and he wants to play his latest album for us. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's looking at him like, what? And so they start playing this album, you know, and people start dancing. And, you know, some of the girls go up to him and talking to him and everything. We're dancing for a few minutes and all. And it's very, very blasé, very mundane. Yes. You know, wasn't any good at all, I'm sorry to say. And so little by little, the dance floor starts to get less and less and less and less. And people stop talking to him. And, you know, I got distracted. And about 10 minutes later, there I see David Hasselhoff walking out with his head down, tearing the albums. It's like nobody knows him. Just going out the door dejected. I couldn't believe it.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, you know... When he was a Knight Rider. It's just, you know, it's just a very funny situation for the guy.
Put that in 100 words, you might win a gigantic 12-foot Silver Surfer.
You take that story, you put that on a pen to paper, and send us a theme, you could win the statue.
Great.
Let me just tell you, though, because I think I'm speaking to someone who understands a good story like I do. I certainly was given my comeuppance yesterday for not having a good ending to my story. So let me just say that if I was to punch up your script, your David Hasselhoff story, I think at the end it would have to be something like, and then he sodomized me.
And he's very angry that he didn't get that role.
I'm thinking that you kick it over the top if you say, he walked out of the disco, he was holding all of his albums, and then he bent me over and he sodomized me. See, I had to learn this.
You go all
yesterday.
The way, don't you? You don't want any in between. You dive right into it all the way. I mean, sodomy.
Mike, I learned my lesson yesterday when that guy out bitch slapped me for telling a story that he was not thrilled with. And I should have ended. Shut up. Now looking back. I should have ended that story and said, so we were late, we were not able to go to the NASCAR race in the Poconos, and then my girlfriend's brother sodomized me.
Right.
See, no one would have had a problem with that story.
Yeah, and then all you have to do is take the story where it is, where you finish it, and to get to where Don is, you walk over, you befriend David Hasselhoff, who is so dejected that his album is not getting the response that he wants, and he's pleased that he has at least one fan and invites you back to his room, where he forcibly has his way with you.
In 100 words.
He rapes me.
That's it.
I like rape.
David Hasselhoff rapes me. while he's having a hamburger.
And he's drunk.
With his shirt off. And while his daughter's taping it.
Yes.
That's what I found the weirdest. Yeah, when I was being raped by David Hasselhoff, that his daughter was taping.
And his daughter, I mean, it might be impossible back then with the timeline.
With the timeline. David Hasselhoff kept saying, I only asked her to tape if I got drunk and raped some guy.
I'm fine.
Hello, Dynamite.
I'm fine.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
I went and saw Stephen Wright at Johns Hopkins last week and gave a shout out to Don and Mike, and his response was, I don't live in Virginia anymore.
And did he say it in that Stephen Wright monotone?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Did it stop his show? I would imagine he would be very difficult to heckle because he's so low energy.
Especially if he's being heckled about a couple of nobody disc jockeys like us.
We went backstage and he sodomized me.
Oh, there you go.
Good.
You saved it.
Very clever.
That's how you pull it out, my friend. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I, Frank Dean, would like to formally announce that I am running red lights far too often.
Hi, I'm Mark. I run stop signs and weave in and out of traffic. What do you do?
Remember me last weekend? Tailgater.
The first step in changing behavior is admitting you have a problem.
Good morning, class. I'm Mrs. Johnson, and I'm a speeder.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson, the speeder.
Yeah, I've got 10 years riding hogs and 9 years aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving is a serious problem.
See the guy over there in the blue? That's Margie's husband. He's the kid's coach. He says he's a speeder.
Hi, folks. I'm the doctor on call tonight and a crazy lane changer.
Impressive resume, Mike. I see you're quite an aggressive driver.
It's time to stop driving aggressively. Area law enforcement are targeting aggressive drivers with tickets, fines, and points. Stop or be stopped. The Smooth Operator Program is tough on aggressive drivers.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.